study of prophecy here that different prophets employ different symbols for the same thing, and sometimes the same prophet will describe the same thing in a variety of symbols. So let's know that from the outset. But let's look at Revelation 16 now, which is the focus of our study. And I'd like to begin in verse 19 of Revelation 16. And it says, "The great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath." And what we're suggesting here is that this, of course, is at the end of the world. It's during the plague time. And here we see Babylon identified as this kingdom, the great city. Great city in Bible prophecy is a kingdom. But it's divided into three parts. And these three parts are illustrated in verses 13 through 16 as the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. Now, we're suggesting, and we'll look at our board now to try to emphasize this, is that the threefold makeup of modern Babylon consists of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. And Bible prophecy is part of the story of Bible prophecy, is the history of how these powers have resisted God and his people through time. And one of the things that we want to note is that at the Tower of Babel, and of course this isn't an illustration of the Tower of Babel, this is an illustration of the logo of the European Common Market, which is their rendition of a new Tower of Babel that's being built, and their cliche that they have with this logo says, "Europe, many tongues, one voice," which is also a direct correlation to what we understand took place in Babylon. But we're using this to illustrate the resistance to God and his people that began in the time of Nimrod, and the religion that came out of that historical event we know as spiritualism all the way down through history. It has many other names because when God came down and confounded the languages, of course, they took the same religion to different parts of the world, only suddenly that religion was described through many different languages, so we find the same gods with different names around the globe. But the history of paganism as beginning, or spiritualism, beginning here at the Tower of Babel, this is the power that resisted God and his truth throughout Bible history until there came a time period, and